From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi armed forces are moving to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State forces. An Iraqi Special Forces soldier tells VOA troops are clearing the city block by block, then handing the cleared areas over to the Iraqi police, army, and volunteers. Former Chadian dictator Hissène Habré has been found guilty by a court of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule. He has been sentenced to life in prison. Anne Look reports.
The court found Habré to have been directly involved in ordering detentions, executions, systematic torture, and other abuses against people identified as opponents of his regime. Judge Kam said Habré presided over 8 years of uninterrupted repression. Rights groups say Habré was responsible for over 40,000 killings. Habré said nothing. He joined his hands in a fist and waved at supporters as he was escorted from the court. Anne Look, Dakar.
Egyptian prosecutors have ordered the head of Egypt's journalists' union and 2 board members to be tried Saturday on charges of harboring colleagues wanted by the law and spreading what was called false news. The charges against Yahya Kwalash, Khaled al-Balshi, and Gamal Abdel Rahim stem from a May 2nd police raid on the Egyptian journalist syndicate to apprehend 2 opposition journalists who had sought shelter inside. Monday's decision to charge the journalists comes as authorities try to quell rising dissent against President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Avigdor Lieberman was sworn in Monday as Israel's defense minister. He gained the support of the cabinet and the parliament. The tough-talking nationalist is one of Israel's most polarizing politicians. This is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Bank President, or a U.S. Federal Bank President, speaking at an international conference in South Korea, said Monday, the global markets seem to be poised for an interest rate hike this summer. James Bullard, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, said his outlook was not too surprising since signs are pointing to a second quarter rebound in the U.S. gross domestic product. He declined to say whether the Federal Reserve Bank should raise interest rates in June or July. Officials from the Fed's 12 regional banks will meet June 15th. Mexican police have rescued football player Alan Pulido, who had been kidnapped Saturday night. Officials say the rescue operation took place in the northeast border state of Tamaulipas. Pulido, who plays with a Greek football team, was abducted by gunmen outside his home as he left a party. Following the rescue, he went to a news conference and told reporters he was doing very well. NATO's Parliamentary Assembly Monday called on alliance nations to respond to a potential Russian threat against them. The Assembly issued the unanimous declaration after a 3-day meeting in Tirana. At a July summit in Warsaw, NATO leaders are expected to endorse putting more troops in Eastern Europe as part of a deter and dialogue strategy to deal with Russia. Speaking Monday in Poland, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said NATO will station a rotating force on its eastern flank, specifically the Baltics and Poland. Also Monday, a Polish government official told the Reuters news agency his country does not plan to renew its gas supply contract with Russia when the current agreement runs out in 2022. An Orb opinion poll done last week for the Daily Telegraph newspaper in London shows 51% of Britons want to stay in the European Union. With a referendum on that matter just weeks away, 46% of those surveyed said they want to leave. The leave bloc grew by 4 percentage points from a previous poll. 3% of Britons say they are undecided in the matter. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says no Muslim family should use birth control or engage in family planning. He said such practices were against Islamic tradition and that Muslims should multiply their descendants. Taliban militants have intensified battlefield attacks in Afghanistan's Helmand province, killing around 57 Afghan troops and wounding 37. Afghan officials say fighting has raged since Saturday when the Taliban launched a string of assaults in 3 districts. Senior Afghan commanders say fighting is raging on the outskirts of the town of Lashkargah. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.